Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The impeachment hearings into President Trump's dealings with Ukraine have wrapped up for the week and possibly for good. For more, we're joined live in studio by KCBS and Chronicle insider Phil Mateer and former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown. Mr. Brown, would you like to see things end right now as far as witnesses being called, or would you like to see them stretch it out a little longer and get some of these folks that have refused to honor their subpoenas?
I am looking for more and more and more. Believe me, those hearings have been fabulous. They helped the column.
Did they help the cause that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats have been advancing, which is this president should be impeached?
Well, what they've done is that they've established now out of these hearings three things. Before, it wasn't bribery. They hadn't put it together. Now it is. They've dropped quid pro quo, which annoys me a little bit because I thought that was far more sexy. Then they've gone to two other things. They've said abuse of power. Of course he abuses power. He abuses power every day of his life. That's who he is. And then finally they said, you can't testify if you work for me. That's interfering with the process. They have laid it out, made the case, and believe me, I would be, were I representing Trump, trying to make a deal.
What kind of deal do you make at this point?
Well, I'm not sure. But, you tell me what the fee is, and I'll tell you what the deal is.
Now, he's saying this morning, and obviously from a political perspective, bring on a Senate trial. He assumes he'll win the Senate trial, and that's a plus for him, isn't it?
Now, when you've already rigged the jury, believe me, you got the senators and you need 20 Republican senators to flip, and all the Democratic senators to show up. You got five Democratic senators who are running for the presidency nomination. Will they be there to hear the evidence? You know, will they constitute the jury if that's the way the rules ultimately happens? This thing is absolutely wild.
Okay, but on top of that, the Senate is in effect a jury. They would have to sit through the trial. It would be up to the Senate president for how fast it goes or how slow it goes. Let's say it starts at the beginning of the year. You could tie the Kamala Harris's, the Cory Booker's, the Klobuchar's, the Sanders up, because they would be having to sit in the jury box rather than out running for president, right?
No question whatsoever, but if they're still in the bid by then. Remember, there's another debate.
Okay, but let's say they're still out. They're all on the ballot, so they have to make a choice between going and doing jury duty or going out and campaigning, right?
Correct. The Iowa caucuses are suddenly empty.
Exactly. So,
and believe me, an Iowa caucus should be empty. I've said all along, Democrats
I'm
have
sorry,
no
I got them off on that. It's my fault, Phil.
My question is, in a jury, if somebody's already determined that you are guilty or innocent, don't you get to throw them off the jury? Say you're prejudicial?
Well, you don't have preemptive challenges, I do not believe. These people have been elected to the U.S. Senate. They have a right to serve. And whether you're Lindsey Graham, who've been defending Trump, or whether you are Schumer, who's been trying to impeach Trump.
Or Kamala Harris, who says there's a criminal in the White House.
Yeah, well, you got the same problem. All those guys, everybody who has expressed an opinion has become a questionable juror. However, this is not exactly a criminal trial. So it may be that you and entitled to have your attitude with or without the evidence.
Okay, if you have your attitude with or without the evidence, why are we going through this whole evidentiary thing? Why not just drop it right on and say, we already know where the votes are, let's go?
Ratings, campaigns, politics are strange. They seldom have ever followed the normal rule.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.